Yeah, the issue that made Alfred to be arrested in the first place were administrative, and this is what we have consistently stated. And we've met with many stakeholders, we've talked, and we also managed to actually secure a meeting with national security officials who gave us access to Alfred. And we also explained to the officials that we believe that the issues were administrative, and we were actually appealing for the release of Alfred. And based on that, Alfred was released, and we were told by the same officials that, yes, Alfred was released, and Alfred was being taken to SSBC, where they had arrested him. And that tells us that the issues are supposed to be handled at SSBC.
Well, so if they arrested him in the first place, how sure are you as the president of the UJOS to make sure that this administrative issue is handled administratively, security is not, so that security is not involved in such a matter? How are you going to help the SSBC team and Angasi to settle this dispute internally? Because in the first place, it seems they failed. That's why he was arrested by the national security.
There was a misunderstanding. There was a misunderstanding, and that misunderstanding is what led to his arrest. Because what we came to learn is that some of the security officials, for example, who arrested him, did not understand the whole idea, which is normal. Sometimes misunderstanding can take place. So we believe that with the clear information that the National Security Service now have, plus also they have conducted their own investigations into the case, we believe that this issue really is now coming to its end. And we believe that SSBC has the capacity to handle the issue now, to settle it in a fair manner, which also will make all parties happy.
As you just now, what do you tell the security, journalist relations or media relations in the country? How is it?
Our appeal to the security organs, to the government, whether being at the national, state or local, is that we are actually partners. You know, we are partners. We are all working in public interest. We are not spies, as other people call us. We are working to ensure that the public get information. We get also information from the public, and through our radio programs, through our TV programs, through our newspapers, through our social media platforms like websites that we have, we write, we bring these programs, and we bring information to the authorities. The authorities will therefore make decisions based on what is on the ground. We do our work based on facts. Some people have misconception, misinformation. They think that journalists are a group of people who sit somewhere and then they decide on what to write. That is not us. We write information that is based on facts. So we are partners with the stakeholders in the country. Therefore, at this particular time, whereby this bill implementation is going on, the permanent constitution making is coming, and in future elections are coming, we believe that journalists have very, very important roles to play, and therefore the authorities, the security apparatus, should give journalists opportunity to play a role, carry out civic education, let people know that this particular activity is happening, the peace deal is being implemented, this article of the peace agreement is implemented, this one is not implemented, and why it is not implemented, what are the parties saying about this which has not been implemented, what are they going to do about it? All this information are going to be carried out, given to the public by journalists. So journalists have a very, very important role to play at this time and moving forward. So we should be given time to do our work, to help everybody, to help the entire public, and later the country will develop because of our work.